Talking on all political subjects and taking on all callers, this is Matt Flynn Direct with your host, Matt Flynn.
Welcome to Matt Flynn Direct, coming to you in Madison on Devil Radio 92.7 FM and WTTN 1580 AM. And in Waukesha on the Shaw, 101 FM and WAUK 540 AM. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. No subject is off limits, and all points of view are welcome. And remember, you're not woke if you don't know history. You're not woke unless and until you know history. Going right to the front lines, as always, of history in the making. This is a bizarre story. It sounds like something from a couple hundred years ago. We know that the Russian troops are going through Ukraine, killing civilians. But one of the things they're also doing is stealing stuff. When people leave their homes, more than 4 million Ukrainians have fled to Poland, Romania, and into the Western countries. And about another 7 million have gone to the west of Ukraine. About 11 million people are on the move in Ukraine to protect themselves from the Russians. Ukraine only has 44 million people, so that's a quarter of the country. That would be like in our country, something like 80 million people on the march, maybe 90 million. Now, what happens to their homes when they leave? They're empty. They can try to lock them up, but it's not going to work. All these empty homes. And there are civilians trapped in Mariupol in eastern Ukraine, and they're still in their homes, and they're the ones getting killed. Turns out the Ruskies, in addition to being murderers, are thieves and burglars. They've apparently, and I'll tell you why I know that, gone through these empty homes. And if there are people at home, they kill them and then steal their stuff. And they steal, you know, it's not like there's a ton of valuables in all these homes, but they'll steal things like washing machines. They'll steal things like toasters. They'll steal any, what you would look on as a household appliance that we can get fairly reasonably over here. And they have set up a bazaar in Belarus to sell this stuff. A bazaar in the city of Naravila in Belarus. Now, Belarus is just to the north of Ukraine. It has a border with Ukraine. Both Belarus and Russia have borders with Russia itself. Belarus and Ukraine have borders with Russia itself. The Belarus dictator, unlike the magnificent Zelensky, who has stood tall against Putin, the Belarusians cave like cheap suits, and they have a guy in there now named Lukashenko, who's a murderous dog, two-legged skunk. He's a tool of Putin. He wasn't elected. The people of Belarus are good people. They elected someone else, and he simply announced that the election was wrong and that he won. Sounds a lot like Trump. And then he proceeded to be brutal. He proceeded to torture people, arrest people, and do Putin's bidding. And here are two things he's done and why he set up this bazaar, B-A-Z-A-A-R, not B-A-Z-A-R-R-E. It's a bazaar. It's like a marketplace. First of all, there was a journalist critical of him who was flying with his girlfriend from Athens to Latvia. Athens is in the West. Latvia is a member of NATO. Lukashenko sent jets, Belarusian jets, to intercept the civilian plane and divert it to Minsk, the capital of Belarus, arrested, hauled off, and arrested the journalist and his girlfriend, tortured them until the guy put out a video confessing that Lukashenko was right, that he's a good guy, and that he renounces all his prior writings, and then he put the guy in jail, maybe forever. The guy, Lukashenko's an animal. The other thing that Lukashenko did was they pushed through a constitutional provision and people with guns stood at the polls. So you only voted if you were for Lukashenko to blend Belarus with Russia, to tie it so tightly that it would eventually join with Russia into one country. And then Lukashenko said he would let Russia put nuclear weapons on Belarus's western border. Well, Belarus's western border is with Poland. So what he's saying is that the Ruskies can put nuclear weapons 10 feet from the Polish border, which is in NATO. In response, the Polish government invited the United States to put nuclear weapons in Poland. This is not the way you achieve peace. This is the fault of Putin and his lackeys. Now, this bizarre, you know, at one time in the 1990s, after Gorbachev eased the way and Yeltsin came in as the first and only democratically elected president, prior to Putin, who's come in as the strongman, Russia had something of a market economy. Yeah, they did. They did have oligarchs who stole everything. I understand that. But basically, you could get goods and services. It was basically a capitalist economy, heavily corrupt, but a capitalist economy as compared to the communist economy that they'd had before that since 1917. Then before that, the Tsar ran everything, and you can't call it capitalism. What was it? Why is Russia reduced to this kind of slave mentality to Putin, so that the soldiers are setting up a bazaar in Belarus to sell household goods they've stolen from empty houses in Ukraine? There were household goods in department stores in Russia during the 1990s. I was in Russia in the 1990s. 1997, I was in Moscow and St. Petersburg with a delegation from our Justice Department, sponsored by our State Department, where we had American lawyers and prosecutors come and give talks. I gave some talks to Russian prosecutors, members of their Duma, their parliament, and other lawyers explaining our criminal justice system and our civil justice system. They didn't have any of that over there. They didn't have any of it that was functioning. And I was very impressed with the lawyers that showed up. The prosecutors made about $600 a month. That was it, $7,200 a year in American dollars in 1997. They were from all over the country, and they were under threat. Organized crime was starting to take over the economy. These guys were magnificent. They made very little money, and they and their families were constantly threatened, and they wanted to know about American democracy. I believe that the Russian people in their hearts want that. As a result of what Putin has done, there is no market economy over there anymore with all the sanctions. They're empty department stores. And you want a washer or something, especially in Belarus, you go to the bazaar and haggle with somebody who bought it from a thief, from a Russian soldier. You know, we have got to do more than we have with Russia. I've talked about that. I've talked about the arms they need, Ukraine needs, the planes especially. But Zelensky came out with something. Volodymyr Zelensky, the magnificent president of Ukraine, and he's now calling for removing Russia from the UN Security Council. Now, yesterday we talked about the call to remove them from the Human Rights Council, because that's a travesty. That's a joke. You have people that are going in, raping and murdering civilians, planting landmines. And they're what? They're going to pass judgment on other people on human rights? That's a no-brainer. But Zelensky was much braver. This time he said, let's get him off the Security Council. Well, the Security Council, the permanent members, are basically people with nuclear weapons. The United States, the UK, France, they're all permanent, Russia and China. And each one of them has a veto. So basically, you have to have some kind of consensus. So even in Iran, none of the five countries that I just mentioned to you can possibly want Iran to have nuclear weapons, but Russia and China routinely veto things on Iran simply to get back at the United States. Zelensky's calling for Russia's removal and for their removal of their veto power. Procedurally, that might require China's permission. Of course, they won't give it. But I think the call was necessary. I support the call. And you have a rogue state. You have a rogue state in Russia. It does have nuclear weapons. We are more powerful economically, and we are more powerful militarily. We have better defenses. And right now, Putin is scrambling not to be assassinated by another sociopath and thief in Russia who's going to want to steal his action. So get them off the Security Council. Put that in. We would vote for it. France would vote for it. The UK would vote for it. Russia wouldn't, but they're the skunk we're throwing out. China wouldn't, so what? Let's go on the record. We're going to a break. The lines are starting to light up. If you're on the line, do not hang up. I will get back to you right after the break. Lines are open, 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break. Cut you down. Go tell that long-tongued liar. Go and tell that midnight rider. Tell the rambler, the gambler, the backbiter. Tell him that God's gonna cut you down. Tell him that God's gonna cut you down. Tell him that God's